Recording live from the Hoban Law Group here in Denver, Colorado, I'm your host, Eric Singular. Welcome to the Hoban Minute. Today, Bob Hoban and myself are joined by a very special guest, indie singer, songwriter, and rapper, entrepreneur, and all-around female badass, Lexi Pantera. Lexi, thank you for being here with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the intro.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been an interesting year, to say the least. But despite all of the wild things that 2020 has had in store, it's also seemingly been a very good year for you. You put out a new album, you dropped a new product line, and we will get into all of those interesting things that have happened for you this year. But before we get there, let's take a step back and just talk a little bit about you and your journey. So if you would, just give our listeners a sense of where you started, and kind of what got you on the path that you are currently on right now?
Well, I started singing ultimately 17, was professionally trying to do that for a while. And then I started a twerk out class, which is a fitness dance class based around twerking. And I created that, and that went crazy because of the back end of celebrities that joined and the push that I had with a viral video that went viral at the same time. That's kind of what pushed my whole career up and, you know, got to be well known, I guess. And ever since then, I've just been focusing on, you know, twerk out class and music and acting. And I'm just an all around entertainer. So kind of wherever that's going to put me, that's where I'm at.
Well, and let's talk for a minute about the pandemic, because so many of the people that we've talked to on this podcast have been impacted by some way in the last, let's say, 8 months. But we know that you released an album kind of early on in this year. How have you fared over the last couple of months? You seem like you've been staying strong, and you have some really core aspects of your business and your personal life that have just thrived in this time when a lot of people have kind of been facing certain uncertainties.
Making moves during quarantine.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, it didn't start dirty the whole time. Pretty much during quarantine, I didn't even have a place because my place was sold right before in May, or I think it was in March. And so I was like kind of going, like I was dating someone, so I was staying with them, and then I would stay with my family. So I was very like definitely not sturdy in my, I had anxiety, like it was going crazy. But I think I'm just a hustler. So when these things hit and come around, my mentality is, okay, well, how do you make money through these? What do? How do you, you know, times change, so you have to learn how to change with the times. So, and you know, make it from there. That's just kind of what I had to do. And it was a lot of work and a lot of self-reflecting, and it went really well for me. And a lot of, you know, doing things outside of the box that people maybe would be afraid to do, and it worked out in my favor. You know, favor, you have to take risks, you know, and I think I benefited a lot of that. So
now you have to keep evolving and you know, It sounds like in following some of the things you're doing that you've in 2020, you've used the time to sort of move and evolve, move into more singing and more rapping and sort of versus, you know, some of the other kind of things that you do by way of dancing and otherwise. So talk about that for a second. What, you know, is there just a moment in time and you seize it, or have you been driving towards this moment for a long, long time? Tell us a little bit about what drives you and just how you get motivated to keep moving.
I feel like with the music stuff, I wanted to do a switchover because I feel like rapping, you can get more of a story out. And with pop music, I couldn't really talk the shit I wanted to talk and get out what I wanted to talk, you know? So I felt like I'm kind of more myself when I'm in the booth rapping, and I actually feel more comfortable and confident performing. So I just feel like it was my element. I was waiting for that. I don't know why I kind of strayed away from it. But I do love singing. I have a passion for that as well, you know. So kind of finding the balance of both now, which I think my next project will be based around, is more singing and rapping at the same time. And just doing what I, you know, what's making me happy.
And who are some of the rappers that you have really looked to for inspiration? Who did you listen to when you were growing up or in recent years that make you... make you go and spit like, well, hot bars?
I'm like, make me. I don't, honestly, okay, so there's some new age rappers definitely that are inspiring, as well as older rappers. And I would say new rappers would be like Meg Stein, Cardi B, as well as Tupac and Lauryn Hill. And I have literally a very, very broad spectrum of music taste for sure. I love all the 90s R&B artists and hip hop artists because that was my generation. So both, that's who taught me. Tupac, hopefully one day in heaven, he could be my boyfriend.
No, I hear you. I hear you. No, that is too. And by the way, what a great period to sort of come up in hip hop and rap. And you know, even that period right before the Yo MTV Raps generation, that's some pretty
that's
good
so
stuff.
Funny. Yeah, those music videos and stuff.
Oh, damn right. But listen, let me ask you this: working in this space as a female and a badass female, as Eric pointed out earlier, what kind of advice do you have for young female entrepreneurs, young female singers and songwriters?
You know, we might have a little bit more of a battle, but we women are very powerful and we run this shit. So don't let a man tell you what you can or can't be. and you know, just stay passionate, do what you genuinely love to do. And I don't think, you know, you will have problems. Just stick with your morals and wear your crown high, you know? It's a battle. It's a battle being a woman in the industry in every and any type of way. So there's a lot of advice in that aspect. Going from being screwed over in the industry to being overly sexualized in the industry. A lot of things that go under the radar that aren't talked about. It's a crazy business. And I feel like every business is like this, but more the entertainment business is a little bit crazy.
So to your point though, getting screwed over, having bad business partners at some time or another, at least not knowing what you don't know when you get into a business.
Yeah, you got to learn. Exactly. It's more of learning the business and being surprised by the business of it. You know, the deeper you go, the more you learn, and that's the cool part. And it's just scary. It's scary too.
So were you born with this or did you learn this? How do you not take no for an answer in this industry, especially as a female?
That's so funny. I guess I was just born with it. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. Like, I'm very insecure in ways, but I'm very, very confident in ways because I just feel like no one can judge my art. Like, there's no way. Like, if I fuck up and I'm doing surgery, like, yeah. But, like, how are you going to judge my vocal or my music that I'm writing, which is my pain from my relationships and my whatever the hell it is, you know? But I think in that aspect, I'm like, damn, I fucking like it. So I'm going to put it out. And then I feel like other people, they'll like it too. There's going to be someone similar, you know, or they can feel for it, that will like it, that will catch the attention of someone. And to change one life, I mean, shit, that's cool too.
Yeah. Let's talk for a moment about cannabis, because that's something we know a lot about, and that's something we talk a lot about on this podcast. So what is your life experience with cannabis been?
Okay, let's see. First time I got high off of weed smoking, I couldn't read the menu of McDonald's. And it kind of put me in a different world. I felt like I was kind of an alien. I was like, I'm going in and out of reality. I didn't really understand what it was. And it was just, I did it for fun. And I was probably 21. I didn't start using cannabis products for a while. I didn't try it in high school or anything like that. So I wasn't like a smoker, did edibles, nothing like that. And then after that, I didn't do any cannabis related products at all for a while until I think like, I want to say, 5 years ago maybe. I had boyfriends that were into it and I hated it. I actually didn't like it when they were doing it. I'm not gonna lie, I definitely broke up with one or two men because of cannabis, and now it's heavily involved in my life.
And a billion-dollar industry as well, which
it's
is just
crazy.
Wild. The explosion,
it's my mind switched over. Yeah, it's an explosion, and it kind of relaxes me and my anxiety. And I have a lot going on because I'm an artist. It's a 24-hour job, and I feel like it kind of gets my mind off things sometimes, you know.
How about creativity using cannabis
to
think
it
about
overly creative on it, because I'm already creative and crazy. Cannabis definitely gets me in my active element for creative space. Yeah, for sure.
Talk a little bit about how cannabis culture and cannabis and culture has influenced what you do and how you, what you talk about, what you rap about, who you get involved with.
It's interesting. My friends are like, why don't you rap? You're just kind of like a rapper. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what's the stigma of a rapper? Like, what does that mean? They're like, you're in sweatpants and you smoke weed all day and you're like rapping around. I'm like, that's kind of interesting and a stigma. I guess it's true. I think of it more as like a wellness thing, not social lifestyle, like coolness aspect. No, not so much. I definitely like edibles and CBD products and healing bath bombs and all that type of stuff, you know. But it's cool. You know, it's definitely an aesthetic. Just smoking or cannabis in general is an aesthetic with the hip-hop community and the Oceanside community. Now it's goddamn every community, I feel.
Do you prefer, if you're going to hang out with friends or go out, when we were allowed to go out, you know, back in the day before all of this stuff, when life was somewhat normal, do you prefer drinking alcohol or smoking, consuming cannabis?
Wow, I don't drink alcohol really at all. And it was making me throw up and it wasn't acting right with my stomach. So that's actually heavily why I started smoking, because when I was in the clubs, everyone was drinking and I was like, damn, I can't even hang. Like, I can't do anything. And so I started smoking in the clubs in the back. And I'm like, this actually was making me active and fun and the same energy as them, just not poisoning my body. That's how I got a little bit more into that. In the clubs, at least, yeah, going out.
So looking at the industry, we wanted to talk about your new venture and you as an entrepreneur. And by the way, in the cannabis industry, not that it's different than other industries, you know, there's a heavy emphasis, as there should be, on women-owned businesses, women-controlled businesses, and kudos to you for doing what you've done and sort of stepping into a very difficult industry to begin with. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to and what drove you to do it.
I definitely, cannabis is involved heavily in my lifestyle and just in general every day. And I feel like naturally I smoke more than anything else. And I don't like the way it smells sometimes on my hands and all this stuff. And just sometimes the way it looks a little, I want to call ratchet. So like, I like to class it up a little bit. And I found these rings. And I named them myself and I said, this is called the Body Blunt Ring. And I designed my first one, which I have now, and I'm so excited to launch it. And it's actually my logo, which is my hand. It's like a rock star logo, kind of. I call it a rock star logo, with all my rings, and it's super detailed. And I got my jeweler friend to help me make it. And now you put your glass blunt ring or your joint, or, you know, whatever you're smoking out of it pretty much fits in, and you can put it on your finger just like a ring and smoke out of it. You multitask. I'm like doing laundry in my house, you know, working, like the ring's on, I'm smoking. It's a vibe, and it's pretty and it's cool, and it's like it catches your attention and it doesn't let your fingers smell like smoke after. And it's like it's a cool thing. And if I'm in public with it, people are like, what is that? Like, it's kind of a topic, a conversation.
Well, it's an interesting thing because, you know, I know you're in California, and California has always been kind of it's been the heart of cannabis culture for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about what you just said and the Batty Blunt Ring is that, you know, when cannabis was illegal, no one was really overly worried about the glamour of it. But now that cannabis is this multi-billion-dollar industry that has become normalized, and now my parents' generation are going to dispensaries and buying cannabis products, there is this totally new need where it can't be like it was back in the 70s.
It needs to be cool now.
Yeah, and it needs to be glamorized.
It needs to be like an Apple product.
Exactly. And so it's interesting.
It's true.
And
innovative. And that's the business money makers, right? Like, we all come up with ideas. That's what I'm saying, like a hustler. Like, like, this is cool and it's fun. And I believed in it. And I was like, why not? And that's how things, yeah, that's how you advance with the times again, yeah.
So people are listening to this. So give us a visual of the Batty Blunt Ring. And I've seen it online. And first of all, where can people go look at the Blunt Ring?
Yes, it's actually on our website. You can go on Instagram at Batty Blunt Ring. And it's BDIE, the Batty. And we have a couple styles. There's a rose, which is basically So it's a little thing. It's a circle. It fits on your, just like a ring. And then it kind of stands up like a stick. And then it has the logo on the end, which could be my logo. It could be a rose. It could be a pray hand. It could be two people kissing. It's kind of like very animated at the top. So it's very cool. So whatever that is, it's holding your joint. And it's very small. You know, you can put it wherever. It's nothing crazy. Throw it in your bag. And they're gold and silver. They come in, oh, and rose gold as well. They come in a couple different styles. There's like six different styles. Yeah, it's exciting. And the link is in the bio of the Instagram on Batty Blunt Ring, which you can just order there. And it'd be great gift stocking stuffer. That's funny.
Yeah, darn right.
Definitely. Oh, they would love a Batty Blunt Ring in the stocking for sure. Well, you have to have like a joint attached to it, or like
you'd have to provide some product. But at the end of the day, it's a great idea. But you know, California has done that, Eric, and that was one of the things I noticed. You know, traveling around and being in Colorado and beyond, the Californians, they really know how to sort of class it up, right? Whether it's this blunt ring or just even the styles of some of the early vape pens in California.
Yeah, definitely. Sleek and not super in your face.
Nice to look at and like, you know, not just something that you step away in a pocket. So pretty
discreet,
cool.
Discreet.
Exactly, exactly.
Discreet but pretty.
Exactly. Always tasteful and pretty. But what's next for Lexi Panter? What are you doing this year? What's your plans for 2021? Is there any realistic notion of getting out? Are people touring or planning to tour in 2021?
Man, I don't really think so. And I feel like who knows after the election. So my plan will be to make another project to hone in really and get ready for when the world does open back up so that I'm fully prepared to go on a tour. And then to build out these brands, these mini brands that I like to carry while the world's closed. So I think that gives everyone an opportunity to do those things, you know, prepare for what you want and to work on what you're doing at the moment and build your foundation and grounding, you know, as well as getting involved with the world, you know, helping out where we can and getting close to family. Like those are my, you know, focuses right now.
No, that's an awesome strategy. And we're excited. We're excited for whatever is next for Lexi Panter. We will definitely be
the new album, baby.
We will definitely be watching closely and just want to celebrate you and all the wonderful things that you've done this year and continue to do. And as Bob said, you know, just to reiterate one more time, that female ownership in the cannabis industry is really a huge issue. Female ownership of cannabis businesses,
absolutely.
Minority ownership of cannabis businesses. And so it is it's such a pleasure to have you on today and talk a little bit about
your life. Thank you. I appreciate it. Everyone needs an equal share. I appreciate you for having me and listen to the Batty Vibes album. Let me know which one's your favorite, you guys. And hopefully I can be back with a new Batty Blunt Ring talking about it soon.
Well, we'd love to have you on again. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hoban Minute. Do you have any ideas for episode topics or guests? We would like to hear from you. Reach out to us at media@hoban.law and stay tuned for more on the Hoban Minute.